I'm going to show you one of my most gatekept Ableton secrets ever, and this is how you can effectively make your own synth in Ableton using just stock plugins. So, I've got an empty MIDI track here, you can see there's nothing on it. I'm going to grab one of these instrument racks, I'm going to go to my sample packs, and I've got a bunch of Archie Hamilton one-shot bass notes here, so I'm going to grab all of them and drop them into the instrument rack. I'm then going to select this button, which opens up the chains, and if I play this now, you'll see that all of the bass sounds are playing at the same time, which isn't what we want. So, to fix this, we can go to chain, we can go to our bottom one, and because I know we've got 15 sounds, because we know the last one here is number 15, I'm going to select this and I'm going to make it 14 because we start from zero. Next, I'm going to left click the top one, scroll to the bottom, hold down shift, left click the bottom one to select everything, right click and click on distribute ranges equally. Now, if I just go to this gray area, select map to macro one, I'm just going to hit this minus a few times, so we've just got the one chain selector here. Now watch what happens when I hit my up arrow key and start playing this loop. You can see that we're starting to select through all of our different bases, which is really cool. Once this is set up, I'm going to hit hide, and I'm going to select this one to hide it and this one to hide it. And then I'm going to hit this and save it as Archie Basses. And now I can load this in from my instrument rack presets at any given time and have all of these different Archie Hamilton one-shot basses to choose from. I've got a few set up here. So for example, there's this raw bass one. But I've also got one set up for like chords and stuff like that as well. So this has effectively put all of my one shots in one place, and now I can effectively preset flick through them until I find a sound that I like, rather than having to go through here and select one at a time and load it in, because that's just long.